It's collective activism for a variety of reasons, and it's in conjunction with the Women's March on Washington, D.C., which is expected to be the largest inauguration-related demonstration in United States history. The March on Helena, which is uniquely the only march organized in the state, is expecting over 3,000 participants. Kay Erickson and I teamed up to ask a few march attendees why they've decided to participate.
It seems like every day I have a different reason to go. There's not just one reason. The nice thing about the march is that everybody has their own reasons that they feel they need their voice heard.
It certainly gets attention, doesn't it? If we don't fight for equality, we're not going to have it.
To be physically in a place where other people are showing their anger over what's happening, not just to women, but to families, and showing outrage at destructive things happening in the next year or so.
As a woman, that the way women were portrayed in the campaign and the tone, I really felt belittled. Women's rights are human rights. So the march has already done something for me. It's really given me hope that my values are going to be heard.
And it seems to me like we have to really make a showing that that's what we want.
That was Pat Jaffrey and Amaya Garcia Costas of Billings, along with Virginia Cross from Fishdale. Jaffrey, the longest-standing member of the Zonta Club in Billings, will not be able to attend on Saturday due to health reasons, but she's excited to learn that people in countries around the world will also be marching in solidarity with American women for equality and peace. In Helena, speakers at the Women's March on Montana include the First Lady of Montana, Lisa Bullock, S.K. Rossi, Director of Advocacy and Public Policy at the ACLU of Montana, Judith Heilman, Director of the Montana Racial Equality Project, along with members of the Salish, Chippewa, Cree, Lakota, Crow, and many other Native American tribes. The demonstration will begin with a prayer led by Thunder Sparks Arlene Adams of the Salish tribe. Montana is the only state with just one organized inauguration-related women's event. For YPR News, I'm Kay Erickson.
And I'm Bree Ripley.